Annette Menem, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, M-A-N-N-E-M. I am the Native American Center Director at Minot State University.
And I am Tawny Trottier-Kale, T-A-W-N-Y, T-R-O-T-T-I-E-R, C-A-L-E. And I serve on the Off-Reservation Urban Indian Complete Count Committee.
Tell me how you came up with the idea of a drive through powwow.
Well, this is Annette. Minot State University has a Native American Center, and it has a Native American Club. And we put on an annual spring honor dance and powwow celebration every year. And a powwow is a celebration or a dance, celebration of life. And this year we could not put on our powwow because of COVID. And so we were missing that a little bit on campus. And one day Tawny reached out to me and had an idea because somebody reached out to her and asked if we can possibly make it happen on campus. And here we are. And it's going to happen on Sunday in front of Old Main.
How is this going to work? Because this is powwows, as you mentioned, are dance events. They're dance competitions or dance kind of events type of thing. How is this going to happen?
It'll be outside, of course, and the Minot State campus in front of Old Main has a loop or a half circle, and along that area, we're blocking that off on Sunday, so there'll be no parking in there, and we'll set up dancers. We have a lawn area there, so we're going to set up dancers on the perimeter of that lawn, and so that perimeter lines the driveway, so when people pull in, we'll give them some information. I want them to know about Minot State. Of course, it's a recruitment opportunity for us as well, right? So I want to give them some information. And then as they drive through the loop, as we call it, they'll be able to see the dancers. And they have an opportunity for People's Choice Award as well, so they can vote. And at the end, they'll turn in a little People's Choice Award. Along the way, they'll get some information. And Tawny's going to talk a little bit about that. And yes. The music, by the way, is going to be we've gotten an FM frequency, so it'll come on the FM 107.5, and that'll be, then people can hear the drum and the music on their radio. And then, like I said, Tawny basically can tell you more about the organizations involved.
Please
thank
do.
Thank you, Annette. I was going to say, don't forget about our radio station, don't forget about the drums, but you nailed it. So like Annette mentioned, we're going to be handing out a lot of information. One of our other main goals for this powwow is to be able to share some census information and then get out any information about voting that people may need. So we're going to have North Dakota Native Vote is going to be there. They're an organization that's working for both on and off reservation for getting the word out, making sure that people are doing what they need to get voting. And then we're also working with the Sacred Pipe Resource Center out of Bismarck, Mandan area. And Cheryl down there has been doing a lot of work with the 2020 census. And that's how I kind of got involved with this is I serve on the, like I had mentioned, I serve on the Off-Reservation Urban Indian Complete Count Committee. So we want to make sure that we're getting all of our people counted on and off reservation.
When people come and drive through, what are they going to see?
So when people drive through in front of Old Main, they're going to get, first off, a beautiful view of campus. That is an absolutely gorgeous drive. The building is beautiful, but then they're also going to see our array of dancers, like Annette has said, set up on the lawn. And we're not doing registration until the day of. So, you know, we're hoping to get a little bit of everything. We hope that we have some young tiny tot dancers. We hope we have some more seasoned dancers. And I think people will hopefully just enjoy the view and watch the fringe fly and enjoy the sound of the drum and just really get that atmosphere because so many of powwows were canceled this spring and this summer. And there's such an important part of community gatherings. They're really this time for people to come together and to be able to watch the dancers and to experience that community. So we're hoping that this is like, we're still able to capture some of that, but in a safe way, in an alternative way.
And then the way we have it set up with the dancers, you know, because at the powwow, you're going to see regalia. People are going to be in outfits or regalia. There's different dance styles that you'll be able to see the different dance styles, the different regalia, and then the different music. There's the two drums we have are from very different nations and tribal nations. One of them is Oakdale Singers, and they're out of the Fort Berthold, Mandan Hidatsa, Rikara Nation area. And I'm not sure what's the name of the other drum.
The other one is called Hosicha.
Where are they out of?
And they're mostly out of the Spirit Lake Nation, I believe.
Right. So, and then our master of ceremony is Dr. Daniel Henry from Turtle Mountain. Both Tawny and I are from the Turtle Mountains. I want to make provisions for also for our students at Minot State University. I know that because we have students here from all over, right? They're going to have the opportunity as well. So we're going to have it laid out, some things laid out on the lawn of Old Main, some markings so that students can have an opportunity to sit in little potted areas, you know, in their pod, as we say, and watch the dancers from the lawn area. And then those people that have vehicles can drive through. And of course, we're asking everyone to keep their distance and wear masks if they have to get off their vehicles.
Any idea, and probably it's too early to ask, but any idea how many dancers might be participating?
We don't know, but we're the first 20 dancers that register starting at noon on Sunday will be put in for some what we call day money, or it's just some money to give them to, because, you know, a lot of them will probably drive in from out of town. So we give them a little money, right, to maybe stop and eat or, you know, give them something for being there. It's just what we do. But if we get more than 20, I'll be happy that we get more than 20. I'll be happy if we get 5. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the main goal is to, A, myself, you know, I want to make sure that I'm doing some recruiting, because I do that in the summertime, recruit for Minot State. But the other thing is I want to make sure that our Native people are doing, more importantly, that they get counted for the census and that they get out and vote. We want to make sure that they're getting that voice and that word.
All right. Those are the questions I had. Anything else that either one would like to add?
Annette, I'll let you, if you have one more thing you want to add, and then I wanted to lift up the census just one more time on a couple of facts.
No, I just want to thank Sacred Pipe Resource Center for funding this and partnering up with us.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to share, like Annette had said, we really are focusing on getting that census filled out. There are over 320 federal programs that rely on that funding. And in the 2010 census, our Native nations were undercounted by like 4.9%, I believe. And our reservations and our communities missed out on so much funding that really could have gone so far. You know, there's various reasons for why that happened. And so that there's really been this focus right now is to making sure that we are getting that complete count within our tribal communities. And there's a lot of misunderstandings because a lot of tribes complete their own count. They do their own sort of census within their boundaries. But this is different. This is the federal government. This is different information. A lot of people also worry about the information that they're sharing. And there's such confidentiality with the census. So it's not used it's not used against you. It's just for research purposes and whatnot. So it's just so important that we get that complete count as much as we can. And we're really excited that, you know, I'm so glad that I was able to connect with Annette on this. And she, I mean, no questions asked. She just said, when I said, we need to do this drive-through powwow, and they had one in Big Mark and it was pretty successful, and I think we could do a great one here. She jumped on board with this idea, and we've been in powwow planning mode ever since. And it's just been so wonderful to have the Native American Center to work with Sacred Pipe, with North Dakota Native Vote. So this has just been a really fun experience so far.
Excellent. And of course, with the census, you are talking time is of the essence, because the count ends on September 30th.
Mm-hmm. And there were so many more events planned over the summer, but like we mentioned, you know, COVID canceled so many things, so many places all over the place. So this, again, is just another way that we can really get that work done, you know, in the time that we needed to, and then still find a way to honor some of those more traditional celebrations in a contemporary way.